Okay, we are on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of asking questions on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is the one that said that if it's a Nezirus Meruba, it's a long Nezirus, the days of Tzaras can count towards his Nezirus, and it doesn't take a break. Now, everybody agrees it doesn't undo the beginning. We always, without Rav Chisda, we assume Tzaras comes, he goes in a holding pattern, and then resumes his Naziris after Tzaras. Rav Chisda came along and said, no, Tzaras does not interfere with his Naziris. All Tzaras does is that it makes him take a haircut, which therefore he needs another 30 days. But if his Naziris is supposed to be long, the days of Tzaras can count towards his Naziris. So last week we brought one Raya from the Bryce that had said if he's a Nazir for a year and he's a Sufik Mukhla, Sufik Tameh, he has to do 4 years. According to Rav Chisda, he would not have to do 4 years. That's what we learned last week. So we're up to Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top, V'ayid. V'ayid. V'ayid Maser Rav Ashi. This was a question that Rami Bachama asked, and the next is a question that Rav Ashi asked in the next generation. Rami Bachama preceded Rava's death, died before Rava. And Yom Shemesh Rava Nailud Rav Ashi. So obviously Rav Ashi and Rami Bachama never met, at least not Baal Mahadein. And therefore, when it says, first Rami Bachama asked the question, and then in the later generation, Rav Ashi asked the question. The Brisa starts off, we know that the days of Tumas Meis don't go count towards Naziris. The Pasuk says, it cancels it. It starts all over again. So obviously, we know the fact that it obviously doesn't count. That's a self-understood fact. If the Torah says, Hayamim HaRishayim Yiplu, that they don't count towards the Naziris. How about Yimei Chalutai Minayim? This is a Braisa. The Braisa asks, how do I know that a person that is a Nazir, I'm sorry, there's a Metzaira, Chalutai, meaning he's that type of Metzaira, that's a Mukhlut, how do I know that during the days of Tzaras, it doesn't count towards Naziris? Vidinu. And the truth is, it's logical. What's the logic to say that it doesn't count? Yimei Tuma Megaleach who may be Karban. The guy is a Nazir Tameh. He has to take a haircut and bring Karbanus, then start Naziris. Yimei Chaluta Megaleach who may be Karban. And a guy who's a Metzaira will ultimately have to be Megaleach who may be Karban. They're both headed for haircuts and carbon, for different reasons. One's headed for haircuts and carbon because he's a Nazir Tameh, and one's headed for haircuts and carbon, this is somebody a regular Metzaira, nothing to do with Nazir Tameh, because he's a Metzaira. So it makes sense. Ma, you may tumasa ein oilam min aminyan. The Torah said, this man that's headed for haircut and carbon doesn't count towards Naziris. Af yimei chalutai ein oilam min aminyan. The days of Chalutai also won't count towards Naziris. A logical comparison. Both are headed for Kabbalas, and therefore, since one we know does not count towards Naziris, logically we want to say that the other should also not count towards Naziris. But again, you have not given the Gemara a chance to do anything. Zuck the Gemara light. You cannot make that comparison. Im Amri b'mei tumasai, shekim evasu b'amasak taitman. We know that when a guy becomes Tamei Meis, not only can't he count Naziris during his Tumah, but it removes the beginning. Taimer b'mei chalutai, that we know, shame about the Mamasak Taitman, that's a given. We have a pasuk that we learn from, that besides for Tumas Meis, nothing undoes the previous Naziris. So how can you compare Metzaira to Tumas Meis when we see a blatant difference? Tumas Meis removes the beginning, and Metzaira for sure doesn't. So maybe it can even count. Meaning you're making a logical comparison on two non-comparable things. Because we know Tumas Meis removes all the way at the beginning, and we know the Metzaira for sure doesn't remove at the beginning. We don't know whether you can count or not, but for sure doesn't remove at the beginning. So they're different. A pasuk. The Rosh is going to bring the pasuk. So we know that fact. So therefore, how can you compare the two? Zuck the Rosh. Let's catch up with the Rosh. I don't know if you have it. I have it straight in the middle of the page. Roy's Master Rav Ashi, only on your mate Tumah Pirish Tumah's Mace. Shayin Ayin Lemin Aminion, you'll say, Vayamim Arishayin Am Yipu. The first days fall off. The Kiva, the Saitras Hakaidman, Coach Gay Shayin Ayin Lemin. The Rosh Hashanah, how do I know the days of Tumah don't count? Well, because the Torah says they start again, obviously they don't count. You made Tumah to Megaleach, maybe carbon, Hashem Nazir, right? You made Chalut to Megaleach, the Tzarat, maybe carbon, Mitzayra. So now he comes to answer Dr. Harris's question. That haircuts and wine don't make you redo Naziris. Only Tumas Mace. That's the source that Tumas Mitzayra does not. Now, even though you can sit here and argue with the drasha and say that just excludes non-tumah things, but the Gemara feels that kitimei nizrei is excluding anything besides the tumah that the Torah is talking about, which is mace. Just like only tumah's mace, it's saicher nizir is not drinking and not taglachas, also not saras. That's how the Gemara feels the drasha. Again, personally, I'm not 100% sure how I see it, because Timmei means Tomei, maybe it means Mitzayra also, but the Rosh seems very comfortable that when the Pasuk darshins Kitimei Nizrei, that that's the only thing that Saiser, it means the only thing that Saiser is Tomei's make. Amrit, okay, back to the Gemara. Amrit Kavu Chaymer. So right, so again, the logical comparison between Taras and Nazir, not working. Because we show clearly that the comparison is not a good comparison. So the Gemara, Amit Kavachaymer, it's a Kavachaymer. Ma Nazir Bekever. Now, a guy becomes a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaros. The halacha is, he has to take a haircut. Right? The halacha is, he has to take a haircut. Right? I'm sorry, I'm taking it back. He does not have to take a haircut while he's in the Beis HaKvaros, when he comes out of the Beis HaKvaros. He does not have the halachos of Nazir Tameh, of taking a haircut. However, he can't start counting his days till he becomes Tahor. He doesn't have to take a haircut, he doesn't have to bring Karbonos, because he wasn't a Nazir who became Tameh, he was a Nazir who was Tameh when he started his Naziris. So the halacha is, that we had earlier in the Masechta, that he doesn't have to bring Karbanos, and he doesn't have to take a haircut of Nazir Tameh. But he can't count the days. He can't count the days. Right? So Ma Nazir B'Be'er Kever, Chisare Royal Taglagas Naziris. His hair is headed to Naziris of Nazir. That's where he's headed for, ultimately. And still, Ain't no lemon aminion. So you may chalutai, she ain't sorry royal taglachas naziris. He's not yet headed for naziris because he's still got to do a mitzvah haircut. So he's still further away from the end than the Nazir Bekever is. The Nazir Bekever is headed towards the end, to one haircut. He's going to take one haircut at the end. And there's no impediment in his way for him to get to that haircut, meaning no action of haircut is necessary before he gets to that haircut of Nazir. Still, he can't count the days of his tumah. Doesn't have to take a haircut for Nazir Tameh. Doesn't have to bring Kibbutz for Nazir Tameh. He's headed straight for Naziris Tara, but his days can't count till he becomes Tara. So Nazir Mitzayra, who has to still do an action in order to get Naziris into play, which means he has to take a haircut of Mitzayra, then he can start worrying about his haircut of Nazir. So for sure, it shouldn't count towards Naziris. That's what the Gemara wants to say. He's more removed from the end of Naziris than the Nazir in B'Be'er Kever is. And B'Nazir B'Kever it can't count, so a Mitzayra for sure should not count. That's what the Gemara wants to say. I hope I explained myself again. B'Kever, he has no actions to do. I mean, he does. He has to get Tahor. But he has nothing to do vis-a-vis Naziris for him to get to the haircut of Naziris. Meaning, there's nothing here that he has to do in order to trigger the count towards Naziris Tara. He can go straight to Naziris Tara as soon as he gets his tumah off. A Mitzrayer is going to need to take a haircut of a Taras. So he's got to do something to put his count towards the Zeris Tara into play. He's going to have to take a haircut and then have at least 30 days afterwards. Right? So if Nazir Tameh doesn't count towards, the Nazir Bekever doesn't count towards the days, for sure, Mitzrayer shouldn't count during the days. That's what the Gemara is attempting to say. Yes, Doctor?
Clarification on Nazir Bekever. In that time until he becomes Tahor, is he forbidden to wine and things
yes.
like that? Yes. Okay, so he is a Nazir, but just like we talked last week.
So is the Mitzrayer.
No, I was talking about
Nazir Bekever. I understand, but is in the same restrictions. Everybody agrees that while he's Mitzrayer, he can't drink wine, he can't take haircuts, he can't do anything.
Okay, that's what we talked about. That's what I was going to say. This is what we talked about last week, with counting being a predicate property rather than an essential property.
Fine. You can word it any way you want to me, just you have to keep it. What?
Sort of aside, the
No. A Mitzrayer that's a Nazir. A Nazir who becomes a Mitzrayer still... No. A Nazir who becomes a Mitzrayer still has to keep the halachas of Nazir. That's all it is. Zok the Gemara. Dr. Rash. Amrit. Ma Nazir Bekever. Shesaroi Nazroi letaglachas Naziris. Shem kibulah of Naziris bebeis hakvaras. They take out the word Enoi. Saroi, in the bottom here it says, Saroi Rahi Lataglakas Tahara. His hair, I think there's an aloe in your rush. It says, Saroi Rahi Lataglakas Tahara. Shaina Megalecha may be carbon tumma bishul tumma, so I can do so, perigimel. Yaitse Omaza, Vishaina Vitaibu, he goes out, gets tar, goes again to the second time, Maza Vishaina, Vitaibu, a minor Nazir is Tahara. Yemei Chaluta She'ein Sarei Roi V'Taglachas Naziris. He can't count towards the haircut. Tara She'tzarech L'Galka L'Tzaratai Ein Adin Shlo Yalo Emin Aminyan. So that's how the Gemara feels comfortable that Tzara's days can't count towards Naziris. Because he's worse, if anything, he's worse than the Nazir Bekever. That's the Gemara's understanding of how we figure out that the days of Tzaras cannot count towards the Zeris. Zok the Gemara ve'en li'o yimei chalutai. That tells me during the days that he is out of the Machnas, that he is Tamei as a Mitzayra. Then there's an intermediary stage, which after he brings his birds out of Yerushalayim, meaning his birds that have nothing to do with Korbanos, and he takes a haircut, he has a 7-day count. He's allowed to go back into the Machna. He's not out of the three Machnas anymore. And he has 7 days later, he has to take another haircut and then bring this Kabbalah on day 8. Right. During that period of time, what is his status vis-a-vis counting the zeros? He's not a Mukhlad anymore. So what do we say then? So Zok the Braita. Ein Leo Yemei Chalutai. That taught me that during the days that he's a Mitzrayer Mukhlad, which means he's a definite Mitzrayer out of the Machnas. He can't count the Naziris. Yemei Sifrei, which is the 7 days in between coming, getting his rights back to go to the Machna to a complete Tara Minayan. But then, and we're going to try to make a logical comparison. A Mitzrayer during those 7 days doesn't count for Naziris. Ma yimei chalutai, kol taglachas, av yimei sifrei. They both need haircuts as a Mitzrayer. There's a haircut for the Mukhlad before he is let into the Machna, and there's another haircut for the Mitzrayer when he finishes the 7 days. Ma yimei chalutai, einay lemin aminyan, av yimei sifrei. So the Gemara says that's understandable. The same reason we said by Yemei Chalutai that it doesn't count is because he needs a haircut of Tzaras. Yemei Sifrei also needs a haircut of Tzaras. He's going to need the second haircut. Why did we say Mitzrayer doesn't count towards the Zeris? Because he needs a Mitzrayer haircut. Well, so does Yemei Sifrei. So therefore, that's why Yemei Sifrei can't count as well either. Let's catch up with the Rush. The Rush is on the Amud Aleph. Yemei Sifrei. Zayin Yamim Shebein Taglagas Aleph Lebeis. The 7 days between haircut 1 and 2. Minayin Shein Ailulai. Sarachi and Zagdarash. I don't understand why didn't that same Kal V'Chaimer from Nazir Bekever, take care of your Meisif right. Why do we have to do a two-step process? We learn now from a Kabbal Chaymer that the days of Chalutai don't count, and then from Chalutai, we pass it on to Sifrai. That same Kabbal Chaymer. No, we said it's a comparison. We did Chalutai from the Kabbal Chaymer and Sifrai from a comparison. The same Kabbal Chaymer should have taken care of both. The same Kabbal Chaymer. Okay, Zogdim Baisa Baiter. Yacho, Afya Mehes Geiroi Kane. What if he never became a Mitzayra Mukhlis? What if he's a Mitzayra Musgar? Again, to debunk what a lot of people think, Mitzayra Musgar is not a Suffolk Mitzayra. A Mitzayra Musgar is a definite Mitzayra on a lower level. He gets sent out of the three machnas, but he doesn't have to do the birds and the kabbanis and the seven-day counting. He doesn't have to do any of that. He finishes, if the kayin comes and says, you look fine, he goes to the mikvah, and he's 100% tar.
How long is that, a week?
Well, he goes out for the first week. The kayin checks him. If he got better, he comes back in. If he got worse, he gets to be a mukhlut.
Right.
If he stays the same, he gets a second week. At the end of the second week, if he stays the same, he's tar. Not like Rashi.
He's a muskrat. If he got better after 1 week, he's a
muskrat
for that week.
Right. He's 100% tamei. See, people read the parsha, they think that we're locking him up to find out what happened. And then at the end of the second week, we decide what happened. No. He's 100% muskrat. He's matame mishka v'maitshav. He's matame by all the halachas of tum apply to him. He's out of three machnas. The difference is when he's in the stara process. But there's two differences. Number one is he doesn't have to rip his clothing and long let his hair grow. And number two, he doesn't have the tara process. It's much simpler. He goes to the mikvah, and that night he's tarred, no kabbanis, no haircuts, nothing. So now, Yemehes Geiroi is not looking forward to a haircut of tzaraas. He's no need of a haircut of tzaraas. So can he count, how about his Sabbath? Can he count his Nazirah's days while he's a musgur? The most a person can be a musgur for is 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, if it stays the same, he's tar. That's not welcome. So what happens during those 2 weeks? The swara we said before, because he needs another haircut, doesn't apply. He does not need another haircut. He's going to go straight. He goes straight. No korbanos, no haircut. So how about, but it's nicer. And logic says he should be the same as mukhlet. Why? Chalut matami mishka v'maishav, a chalut, one who is a nazir mukhlat, if he sits or lays on something that's made to sit and lay on, it becomes an avatum. I know there's a machlokes rishayim. I think the Rush learns that way. He doesn't. He doesn't talk about it. Machlokes rishayim, to what degree a mitzvah is matami mishka v'maishav, but Zav makes it an avatum. I'm not going to get involved. We learn that it makes it an avatum. V'imeyaz geirim matami mishka v'maishav. And during the days, Amoy Mitzayra Musgar also is Matame Mishka V'Moshe. Im Lamato Limei Chalutai Sheinai Lemen Aminyan. If you learned out that Mukhlet doesn't count towards Tziras, Afu Mehez Geirei Nai Lemen Aminyan. It makes sense that Musgar shouldn't be any different. That's the Gemara Amrit like. Nope. No comparison. Im Amrit Bimei Chalutai Shekei Chalutai Tuan Taglacha. That's because we said before there's going to be a need for a haircut, or maybe carbon. Therefore, they don't count. Type of man's gay roy, she'ain the toilet of glachas, ve'ain a maybe carbon, they're like Nazir Bekever. I'm sorry, better than Nazir Bekever. It can count. Yalu Laminyan. Mikan Amru, you may Sifrai, we may Gumrai, ain't I Laman Aminyan? The days of Sifrai and Gumrai, which means the complete Machaira and the 7 day period don't count. Avimei Hazava Hazava, who don't need haircuts. There's Geirish Amatsaira, who doesn't need haircuts. Hare Elu Loyandai. That's the Brisa. So we just had a very long Brisa that brought us the source that a Mukhlat and Mesifrai don't count, and Yemei Hazgeirai do count. That's the Brisa. Now, how did that have to do with Rav Chisda? We will find out in 1 second. Yes, after you had a question.
Yeah.
At least your hands were done.
Side question. If Lutzker then goes home after being stable, goes home, and then the blotch starts to heal, does that go to being Lutzker or going to be a mole?
Heal?
Whatever healthy flesh appears within the Turan, that's...
If he has a Michya, then he becomes Tumah. But it's a new Tumah.
Which
it's a new Tumah.
Fine. Which one?
Mukhlet. Michya makes Mukhlet.
Yeah.
Michya made the Mukhlet.
So after 7 days, it must be just fine.
2 weeks, no, 14 days.
It must go.
After 7 days, the client rechecks.
Right, if he's fine.
He goes to the mikvah.
Right,
he was tummy. See, this is the error, and I always, it drives me crazy. This is the error people make, and I made it for many years in my life. That a Musker, at the end of the week, he gets better, the client says, oh, go home. You're fine, you never were tummy. No, he was tummy. He was 100% tummy. He was matami mishkav of myself.
And if it's the same?
He gets a second week. And at the end of the second week, if it's the same, he goes tar, it gets worse, it gets spreads, it's tummy.
If the same, he
gets the mikvah. Yeah, he's tummy, he was tummy. Every time he has
tummy.
And no tummy goes out without mikvah.
One second. First one didn't have to go to the mikvah.
If it got better?
Yeah.
Yes, of course you have to go to the mikvah. He was tummy, he goes to the mikvah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody that's tummy can only get the tara off of the mikvah. There's no other means of tara without mikvah. By Kalim, there's another means of tara. You can break it. You can't break the human. You can break his spirit. You can break everything, but you can't break him physically. And you can, but then he'll become tar. He'll become tummy mace.
It's called the cat. How did Rebbe realize she was wrong? How can it be that so many...
Again, ask a regular person.
No,
they'll say that mistake. I made that mistake too until I learned.
If it's bad after that second week, then he's a mukha.
I know what bad means. It's spread.
Right.
He's a mukha.
Which means?
He now has to rip his clothing and grow his hair. And he'll need that Tara process at the end of birds and kabbalas and haircuts, which a musgo doesn't need.
Yeah, but he has to wait. When does that situation stop?
Again, a guy walks into. I mean, I can't.
It's the mukhati.
I'm gonna give you. A guy walks into a kayan. The kayan looks at his white blotch, and if white hair turns white, he's a mukhlat. Right away. No ifs, ands, buts. He's a mukhlat. If he doesn't have white hair, the kayan locks him up. At the end of the... By the way, there's another siman tuma. If the white blotch has a middle, regular, normal flesh, which means the blotch surrounds normal flesh, and the shiurim, how much and what is a mesechus legoim, then he's tummy mukhlat also. That's another siman tuma. There's two simani tumi mukhlat at the beginning. One is that the hair turns white in the blotch, and the second one is that in the middle of the blotch, centered in the blotch, is healthy flesh. That is called the Tairam Michya.
And he remains that until what?
Until it goes away.
And then he goes to Kodjman.
But then he needs the whole Tara process. Now, at the end of the first week, there's a third way to become a mukhlat. The hair can turn white, he can develop that healthy flesh, or it can spread. The blotch spreads. Even without the other two things, the spreading of the blotch is enough to make him a mukhlat. Guys didn't spread. The kayan sent him home, he went to the mikvah, he went home. The next day he wakes up, the blotch spread. Goes back to the kayan, and the kayan says, you're out of here.
Yeah, so he can remain there for years.
If the Yo HaMelech was a Mitzayra for 25 years. He died as a Mitzayra. Why? He went to do Avayit in the Beis HaMikdash. He was a king. He went to do Avayit in the Beis HaMikdash. He became a Mitzayra for 25 years. And they built him a palace in the cemetery. And he lived in the cemetery out of three machnas, a cemetery. for the last 25 years of his reign, which he really didn't have. His son took over Yosam, who was a Noiridic tzaddik, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that Yosam and him and his son saved the world from the beginning to the end from all the Averis they did. Those three people. Mar Sukkim. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's son. Rav Shimon ben Yochai and his son and Yosam. Ani Ubni and Yosam. That's how big of a tzaddik he was. He never said anything during those 25 years that he was ruling, but his father was alive. Whenever he said anything, he said, my father said, as if his father was doing anything. He wasn't.
Where was it? Where was
it? Sukkah. We had that in Sukkah, by the way. It's been a while.
Sure, I remember.
Yeah. Ani Ubni. Yes. They quote that Gemara all the time. They don't quote the Yosam part. They quote the Ani Bni by Lag Baomer. You'll hear Rav Milov talking about Ani Bni. Right. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now comes the Kasha on Rav Chisda. Frek the Gemara Ktonimius. Lai. This is what the Brisa said. Im Amid Jemei Tumah Shekem Bevatu Behemes HaKaitman. Taimer Bimei Chalutai. Right. The Gemara drove a wedge between a Tamei Mace and a Nazir and a Metzaira, because Tamei Mace undoes the beginning and Metzaira does not. That's what the Brisa said. Now, when is that talking about? B'mai. Ilema b'Naziris Muetes Abin and Gidl Tzar. What is the Brisa saying that it doesn't undo the beginning, but you can't count it towards Naziris? Is it talking about a 50-day Naziris? I don't need a limud. I need 30 days of hair growth. I don't have to make any comparison. Must be the Bryce is talking about a long Naziris, and it's saying Taraz doesn't count. That's what the Bryce is trying to figure out. To need 30 days for a haircut, I don't need a Bryce. I need a haircut. Not like again, the Bryce is trying to find out that a Metzaira, it doesn't count towards Naziris. Now, what kind of Naziris are we talking about? If it's 50 days, and we're trying to say that he needs 30 days at the end? Of course he needs 30 days at the end. He needs to take a haircut, which needs 30 days. According to Chizda, Naziris counts towards it. Metzaras counts towards Naziris. The only reason you have to do it afterwards is if you need a haircut. There's no thing of not counting. The guy's in Nazir for 100 days. He became a Metzaira. As long as there's 30 days left afterwards, he can count the days. That's what Rav Chisda said. So what are we looking for as proof that he doesn't count the days? If the only reason he doesn't count the days is because he needs a haircut, I don't need any proof. I lost him. We're bringing a proof that Metzaira doesn't count towards the Naziris. Why do I need a proof? Which case do I need a proof? If it's less than 50, if it's 50 days and he came in Metzaira on day 20, he's going to need the 30 days to get the haircut. I don't need a proof that Taraz doesn't count. And if it's more than 50 days, it's like it does count according to Rav Chisda. So at what point are we bringing a proof? What are we proving in this Brisa? Which case? If I have to prove that Metzaira doesn't count, that means I'm going to have to prove it because I need a proof. In according to Chizda, I don't need any proof. Taraz counts. I only need 30 days afterwards for haircut. For that, I don't need a proof. That's built into the Naziris. I don't need any proof. I spent the whole hummus telling you a proof, which I don't need. So he needs 30 days for a haircut because of Nazir. Every Nazir that gets a haircut needs 30 days. I don't need a proof.
If it counts, then you wouldn't
cut his hair. Why do I need a proof? Dr. Rush, Elaim and Benziris Boetet, Shaylai Limnus, Akshreshim Jai, Matilas Sarat, Atsaifis Arasai, he only has to count 30 days. What do I have to learn out of all these lamud? Not necessary. Yaim changes it. Mishiyichla, not Mishiyischal. Mishiyichla in Jerusalem when his Naziris ends. Tzarat ends, Atzai Jemei Nizrat. Tani Shein Island says it doesn't count. So that's two proofs against Rav Chisda. One we had last week, and one we had this week. Rav Chisda remained slugged up. Zach the Mishnah Weiter. I'm a Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said,
I just met the Mishnah doesn't take a haircut.
Right. So, the Mishnah said that, by the way. The Mishnah said, I'll be a man of gay rights. Counts. The Mishnah wouldn't have to tell me that. It has nothing to do with Ruben Mizuatas. It counts whatever it is. I mean, according to the Mishnah, the Halakha, Mishnah, a guy became a Mitzvah the second day of his Naziris. Right, a Musker. He's a Musker for 14 days. On day 16, he was told he's tar. He just continues counting. He was counting the whole time. He doesn't have to start 30 days for a haircut. He never took a haircut. Doesn't need a haircut. Zach de Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer. Mishum Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer said in the name of Rabbi Shua. Some of the guys Rabbi Lezer. I don't know how frequent in Shas Rabbi Eliezer quotes Rabbi Yeshua. They were contemporaries. It's not like they can't quote each other. But I don't remember, again, my limited memory, I don't think it's so frequent in Shas that they quote each other. But maybe it is. So some changes to Rabbi Eliezer, who would be Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua, who's a Talmud. Yes?
Oh, and that they usually are in the Mishnah as in opposition.
Well, that's because they are disagree in many cases, but they could agree. I mean, they both kept Shabbos, and they both ate kosher.
I noticed that when you said Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, I started.
I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Kol tumu min ha-meis, sinazim megalei chala, chayav min ala abiyas mikdash. V'chol tumu min ha-meis, sheina nazim megalei chala, ein chayav min ala abiyas mikdash. Big finish. Now, what is a kami walks into the meis, I make the jizchayv karas, and b'shaygi jizchayv chatas. That is the halacha. What happens if a guy, nothing to do with another, any person, became tamei from a revius dam bile and walks into the Beit HaMikdash, to Nazara. Zakhtar Bishui is not chayv karas. Doesn't have to bring a karas. Because it's not a tumah that another would have to take a haircut for. That was one of the lists in the Mishnah that he doesn't have to be megaleach. He's tamei. This is the halacha l'maishim esina. That any tumah that a nazir doesn't have to take a haircut, if one walks in with that tumah, not a nazir, a regular person, has that same tumah, and walks into the Beit HaMikdash, no karas. That's what Yeshua said. So Reb Meir is very troubled. I'm a Reb Meir leitezu kalim in asheretz. I don't get it. A guy touches a dead sheretz and walks into the Beit HaMikdash, he's chayv karas. So the tumas meis, that a nazir is not megaleach, is less than a sheretz. He's coming for 7 days. The guy that is a revius dam is coming for 7 days. He needs paraduma water, number 3 and number 7. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chayav karas. But the guy who touches the dead sheretz, who's coming for 1 day, who goes to the mikvah, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash beforehand, he's chayav karas. Remeir says, I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me. Why should a tumas meis that a nazir is not megaleach be less severe than a tumas eretz? That's the mayor's question. Dr. Rush. No rush. Crack the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Gamala? Is this halacha quoted from the name? Did Rabbi Eliezer quote it from Rabbi Yeshua? He learned it from somebody else, named Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamo, the Tanya, as we learned. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kishalachti Adastia, when I went to the city of Adastia, Matsasias, by the way, that's in Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua lived in Eretz Yisrael. Matsasias Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasar, I don't know how to pronounce his name, how does Archko pronounce his name? Pesser. Okay, I don't know how they know it's Pesser. I know it's Pasar. I don't know. It might be Pisar. I have no idea. the Bavli did not have Nekudas. Right.
Mitzora.
What?
Mitzora.
Peser Reish. I'll say Peser Reish. I'll read some Rabbeinu Art Scroll. Right. So the Rishua ben Peser Reish. That was his name, Peser Reish. So Yosef had done the thing with Meir Bahalacha. Now this is problematic. This is very problematic. Because Reb Eliezer is two generations before Reb Meir. So how can he be finding Reb Yeshua ben Peser Reish going in front of Reb Meir asking him a shaila when Reb Eliezer was Reb Akiva's Rebbe and Reb Meir was Reb Akiva's Talmud at the end of his life, towards the end of his life? So that means Reb Meir is like two generations away from Reb Eliezer. To find Reb Yeshua ben Peser in front of Reb Meir is difficult to grasp. Therefore, the change to Girsa of Rabbi Lazar makes things more palatable. Halacha. He was done in front of Rabbi Meir and Halacha. Kol tumah min ameis. Shanazim migaleichala. Chayavin ala mishim bias mikdash. Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Reish was telling Rabbi Meir this halacha of our Mishnah. Any tumah min ameis that anazim migaleich. Chayavin ala mishim bias mikdash. The call to him and I may say, that's what he told the mayor, which is what we had in our Mishnah. Amalai, so the mayor answered him the same thing we have in our Mishnah. Al te zukala misheret. A mighty lie. So I said to Yeshua be Peser Reish. I think I said to Yeshua be Peser Reish, could be said to the mayor. Kalumata Bucky be Yeshua be Mamu. Do you know Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamu? Do you know about him? Amali Hain, yes. So either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lazar tells either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Reish. Kach Amali Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamu b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. He told me the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kol tumah min ameis shanazim migaleich aleh chayav aleh b'shem bias mikdash. The kol tumah min ameis she'en shanazim migaleich aleh ein chayav aleh b'shem mikdash. So who did Rabbi Eliezer learn it from? Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamu. He's telling the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yeshua Peser Reish, I heard from Rabbi Yeshua ben Mamu in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. So why does the Mishnah say he said it in the name Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua? He's skipping a step. He should say Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum ben Mamu Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer never heard it from Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Lazar, whoever it is. He never heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. So why isn't he quoting it from the one he heard it from? Why is the Mishnah skipping that? Zakta Gemara, Havi Mishum Rishum Mamu Gamal. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will tell you. Ko shmamina, ko shmaita de mis amri bebeit klasi. Any halacha that is three people, I say the name of somebody in the name of somebody else. That means it's a Messiah of two generations. Generation one to generation two to me, right? Kadmoyu basro yamina. We quote the one who's telling it to us, and we jump to the beginning. We skip the second generation. The B'Shem Imrai doesn't require the second generation. You can skip that. So if Rabbi Eliezer heard it from Yeshua, but Mamu heard it from Yeshua, the Mishnah can skip the middle generation and go straight to Rabbi Yeshua. We don't have to, no, we can't, we don't have to say the middle one. We could if we want. Take a look in Gemara, Chesamid Beis in the Durham, where the Gemara lists four lines of names that learned it from each other. So, obviously, it's interesting to grow that local Kalayba Dabim Shem Imber says, I in the Durham Chesamid Beis. But the Gemara here is saying, it's not necessary. You can go straight to the one. Amr of Nachman Avanan Amitanina. We have a Mishnah. Amr Nachman Halavar. Kach Mukubladi Mirabi Asha. Shekibu Miyaba. He heard it from, Miyasha said he heard it from his father. So Kibum and Azugais. Zugais were the pairs of Tanoim that are listed in Avos. Yeshua ben Prachya and Yehuda ben Bar, you know, there's a whole list over there. But from after, it goes Shimon HaTzadik, and then Antignus Yisaychai, and then there's two, they're called the Zugais. They accepted the pair from the pair before him. Hudabar, Tabai, Shiva ben Shetach, it says different pairs. So Kibbu ben Anaviyim, Halakha l'maisha b'sinai, B'zroi Hashem es v'chayru b'shnai b'shloichim b'klaim with the Russians going to change the Gersa. So for what I need now, I'm going to skip explaining this. So now it's a paper called Akhul Yechad. Bilu Yeshua Bekalav like a Chashiv. We went straight from the Nevi'im to Halakha L'Maisha Mitzinai. What happened to Yeshua Bekalav, who were in between Halakha L'Maisha Mitzinai and the Nevi'im? Why don't we quote them? To tell me, you don't have to quote everybody. You can quote as many people as you want. All that's necessary is the first and the last. Now, even though they're quoting a lot, Abba, Zugai, Sevim, there's it, you can quote whatever you want. We bedafka leave out Yeshua B'Kalev there to teach me you don't have to quote everybody. All you have to do is quote who you heard it from and the source.
What's
he could have said, Shekibbo, Akachmu, Gablanim, Reb Yasha, Halakha L'Maisha Mitzinai. He could have skipped everything. But then you wouldn't have known that you can't, that this way he starts quoting, skips to let you know you don't have to quote everybody.
Right,
but what's required?
I understand, but the question is, why is it like that anyhow?
Let's see if the Rosh will help me. I don't think so, but let's see. Dr. Rosh, Reb Lazer, Reb Shua, Stab Shua, Reb Shua, Bechananya, Gamala, Plus is Reb Shua, Pasoye Reich, Kach Shem Ovid. His father's name was Pasoye Reich, or Pesar Reich. Amalei, hey. When he organized the Mishnah, his he didn't mention the middle one. Okay. Now,
that's one from Locha, right? Or any dry Torah.
I don't know why the difference between people doesn't make. Why do you think it makes a difference?
I thought you said when you quote halacha, you have to do a thing. That's my question.
Thank you for being medayek in my words, but I don't think it makes a difference.
Yeah,
we were quoting a halacha here. That's why I said halacha.
Then we have a different gemara. It says the same omer. You have to mention both sets.
No, it does not say. See, that's exactly the point I made. The gra on the halacha of kalayim that you have to say davar b'shem omrei. Says I in the Dorim Chesem at Beis, and the Dorim Chesem at Beis. You have in the Dorim and you're a prince here. The Gemara says, "Amr Reb Shimon Bar Zavid, Amr Reb Yitzchak Bar Tapla, Amr Reb Chia Aricha, Debei Reb Acha, Amr Reb Zeira, Amr Reb Blazer, Amr Chanina, Amr Reb Yashim, Mishmei Reb Yudah Bar Loi." The Gemara on the Halacha Ayin B'Tav B'Shem Aimrai says I in the Dorim Chesem at Beis, but the Gemara has three lines of Mandi Amrim that learned from each other. So from there you would have thought that's your obligation. So the Gemara here comes and says, no, not obligatory. The obligation of Aymer David B'Shem Aymeri, if you say it from the source, if we quote, I heard it from Reb Moshe Freund, who heard it from, let's say, Reb Moshe Feinstein. Now you never saw Reb Moshe probably, and you never heard anything from Reb Moshe. So Terence says, you heard it from somebody, who heard it from somebody, who heard it from Reb Moshe. Your chi of Aymer David B'Shem Aymeri, is you say who you heard it from, and then go straight to the source. I, my chiyah of Aymer David B'Shem Aymeri, would be I heard it from Ramesha Freud, who said in the name of Ramesha. I can skip all intervening generations. That doesn't mean I can't say them. It means I don't have to say them to be Mekai of Aymer David B'Shem Aymeri.
Okay,
one second. Now, you want to know if I get more schar if I do say them? That's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's department about schar. I don't know.
And you think
that's
Shmaim, more people I mentioned?
Yeah, it's the sites of David Vaitz. That's what you want to know.
Yes.
That's a good question. I don't know. Yes.
You don't have to do it.
See, it depends. The Punim Iris is a Punim Iris. Again, I'm getting involved in something I didn't want to get involved in, but it's okay. The Punim Iris says, why is it that the sites of David Vaitz when I quote somebody? And if I don't quote him, Manashach, upstairs they know where I heard it from. So I'll say it without saying, attributing it to my Rebbe, right? So then it's not the sites of David B'Zvekever. But if I say my Rebbe told me, then it's the sites of David B'Zvekever. Why? So Zuck upon him Iris, because if I say it, people around this room might go, who says he's right? But if I say my Rebbe said it, they'll accept it. And Mamela, it's a schus for my Rebbe that it gets more accepted. So therefore, saying it in the name of somebody makes a choice of divivice because he's causing that many more people accept the halacha. That's the Ponim Iris' shot. What? He was an early Achma. I don't know exactly when he lived. When did he live? You don't know either. Take a look and do me a favor, Google when the Bonamiris lived. He'll tell you exact years and where he lived and who his wife was and what kind of color and what kind of color pants he wore.
And
I once heard from Bear Wine, the difference between us and the Fry Hidden, he said, is they're studying which kind of pants Rashi wore. And we study what Rashi said. Right, they're interested in that point. So Google will tell you what color pants he wore. But they'll also tell you when he lived. But that's the Bonamiris. So if that's true, the bigger way of getting it accepted is to say the original source. So then I don't know if you mention every single person, because that won't make a difference. Meaning if I say, my Rebbe sent over in the shame of his Rebbe, who sent in the shame of his Rebbe, what's making you accept it could be all of them, but really the source, the real reason you accept it, is because it came all the way from that person. So I don't know what the Panamiris would say in this case. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. You have to ask him. I don't know. So? Well, what?
Before the Grah.
Way before the Grah. I mean, not way before the Grah. He died in 1744. That's before the Grah was born, I think. No, the Grah was born in 1730. Could be.
Where do you live? Turkey.
Okay, anyway, that's the... So, again, do you get more Schreier for saying? I don't know. I can't answer that question. Schreier,
if you see a Parsha sheet from my friend who brings Reb Shmuel Barenbaum or something, so let's say you don't remember who he said his name. Did that say it?
No. You just have it. I saw it. Rabbi Franz, who brought it from somebody, but then you're not being Makai Mishay Maim, Rabbi, you're not saying who the original person of the word is.
Halacha is, you skip the ones in between.
But you don't have to skip the ones in between.
You should skip the first one.
But Rabbi Shmuel Birim, no. He has to say both. He has to say the one he heard it from. We have to say, if I'm quoting Rabbi Dr. Harris, and I can say, Dr. Harris told me that Rabbi Shmuel Birim about that. I don't have to say that Dr. Harris told me that he saw in Rabbi Fran Sefer that Shmuel Birnbaum said. He says it over. He has to say he heard from Rabbi Fran in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum. When we quote it, I can skip Rabbi Fran.
My question was, if you don't remember who said his name.
So you're missing the Shem Imra.
Exactly. Better, maybe you have to,
as
you say,
it's
required me to say the first and the last.
No, it's better to say Rabbi Fran, because going with the Panim Yerushalayim Svara, it's Rabbi Fran, no offense to you, is more accepted than you are. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum is more accepted than Rabbi Fran, or at least he should be. Not against anything Rabbi Fran. Rabbi Fran is a close friend of mine. He's a friend of mine, right? I mean, we don't keep up that well, but he's a friend of mine, right? We call him an old friend of mine. So, you know, I hold him very stark. That I spoke to him last week. I told him I love his Sefer, not the one that you're talking about. I have a Sefer that he's the Halacha Sefer for him, 3 volumes. Beautiful Sefer. On the parsha, he goes through Sukkot and Halacha. Beautiful job. I told him I'm down from it very much. I use it all the time. But so he's a good friend of mine. But no offense, you're full Birnbaum. You're full Birnbaum. I mean, he's very big people, very big person. So is my friend, but.